The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 25th July, 2018. And in case you haven't heard, folks, boy, this is one that just makes you go, huh? Liberal Ninth Circuit Court backs right to carry firearms in public in latest pro-Second Amendment ruling. This is the more than flamboyantly liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Well, on Wednesday, backed the right of individuals to carry firearms in public. The liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals endorsed the right of individuals to carry firearms in public in a ruling Tuesday, striking down a lower court argument that the Constitution only protects that right at home. Ooh. Analyzing the text of the Second Amendment and reviewing the relevant history, including founding-era treaties and 19th-century case law, the panel stated that it was unpersuaded by the counties and the state's argument that the Second Amendment only has force within the home, the ruling states. Now, where this case came from, it resulted from a Hawaii resident, George Young, being denied twice in 2011 as he sought to carry a handgun. Two of the three judges, who were both appointed by Republican presidents, I might add, ruled against the lower court upholding the restriction. Judge Deramude O'Scanlane, that's a name, Deramude O'Scanlane, wrote in his opinion that, for better or for worse, the Second Amendment does protect a right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. In his dissent, Judge Richard Clifton said states have long allowed for extensive regulations and of limitations on the public carry of firearms. Yeah, and I don't know what century he's working in, but you know what? You're your own property. Do you have to leave your house, folks? Do you have people delivering food? Do you have people that show up in case you have a medical emergency? Does the doctor come to your house now, like they used to, carrying his little black bag? The point that I'm trying to get to is, if you walk outside of that house, their attitude was that, hey, you know, the Second Amendment and the protection stuff, that's only behind your closed door on your own property in your own home. No. You people understand property. You violated us 16 different ways from Sunday. I am my own property. Wherever I go, that's my property. I belong to me. I have the right to protect my property, being me, anywhere I go. And I have seen rulings recently that even bars can't prevent people from carrying firearms if they're legally able to carry concealed. Now, this was on concealed issue, not just wearing of a firearm. But they tried to prevent people, folks, I can see the problems here, but just for a moment, bear with me, that they ruled that, no, if a person has a legal right to carry a firearm, you can't prohibit them from a business, whether you're selling liquor or selling jelly donuts. You can't prevent that person from protecting himself. Now, this kind of gets into the issue of privately owned business. We have the right to refuse service and blah, blah, blah. But this came down as a rub directly against the Second Amendment and you being able to protect yourself. Now, having said all that, I don't know that I'd be comfortable sitting in a bar with some idiot that numbs the fore part of his brain, which is the thing of our brain that prevents us from going crazy. It doesn't numb our conscience, let's say, the frontal lobe area of your brain. That's where all that restraint comes from. That's why people have said, hey, have a few drinks. Don't worry. And you get a little fast and loose with your reasoning. Well, they've always said if you want to know the true nature of a person, get them drunk and you'll see the real person. That's because that thin veneer of I'm retaining some semblance of humanity and restraint here, the alcohol rubs that away, does away with it, fast and loose. So would I feel comfortable sitting in a place with a guy that I know is armed, that's an absolute idiot, and he's drunk on his butt? No, I wouldn't really feel comfortable about it. Unless, of course, I was sitting next to him with my hand on the butt of my own handgun. But, aside from all of that, we are disappointed in a decision that would undermine Hawaii's strong gun control law and our commitment to protect the public. Now, here again, this is this backward-ass reasoning that somehow the state just can make a statement that, well, we're here to protect you. Okay, where's my 24-hour security guard? Where's my 24-hour badge guy that is with me when I take a bath, when I eat my breakfast, when I sleep at night, or when I'm standing in the corner of my room, standing guard over me? How in God's green earth is the state to protect you? That's a commitment to protect the public? No, that's a commitment to set the public up. Because when stuff happens, it happens quickly and people die. This is the argument that's been put forth that we are here for your safety. Everything is safety, safety, safety. But the very things that they do violate the ability to keep myself safe. Hawaii's Attorney General Russell Suzuki said in a statement, you know, here we are, we're disappointed in a decision that would undermine Hawaii's strong gun control. That's the problem right there, Mr. Attorney General. And what the hell are you doing sitting in office when you don't recognize what the Constitution, its intent is? And you have a better idea of ways to protect the public by what? Restricting the use of a firearm to what? Protect themselves? See the error in the logic here. It's a huge gap. But we note that Judge Clifton filed a well-reasoned dissent supporting the constitutionality of this law. We intend to consult with Hawaii's county and work with them on further action. How about no action? How about you just stop it? And Mr. Suzuki, I hear they need a greeter down at Walmart's, and you better hurry up because I hear James Comey is filling out the application as we speak. Now, this is the second time this month that the three-judge panel issued a pro-Second Amendment decision. This is worrisome. It's worrisome when they rule on something correctly, folks, when it's out of their character. Hello. After they backed a lower court's decision last week to suspend California's ban on the possession of large magazines. What the hell's happening here? Is this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals? Are they doing drugs? What's going on here? They're acting almost, should I say the word, constitutionally? The Second Amendment states a well-regulated militia. That, folks, being you and me. The unorganized militia. Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that's what it means. Don't infringe. Shall not be. In other words, don't think about it, let alone do it. Activists supported by the National Rifle Association, of course, there's the bad guys we have to bring in. They are the whole point why the Second Amendment is still alive in America, because of a gun organization. Really? I see. I don't need a group of people to speak for a right that I know that I have, and I have free exercise thereof. Now, it might be argued that the NRA does do some good things fighting draconian, unconstitutional gun laws, but they don't do enough. I don't know what the hell they're doing with all the millions of dollars they have every year. If I had the tap to that kind of cash, I can guarantee you things would look a little bit different and the attitudes would change in this country about gun ownership. Activists supported by the National Rifle Association have argued that the state's ban on ownership of magazines holding 10 bullets or more is unconstitutional. They won a preliminary injunction by a San Diego district court last year, and the three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit backed that injunction last week. Phew, wow. Based in San Francisco, the Ninth Circuit has a reputation for being one of the nation's most liberal courts. Critics have branded the court the Nutty Ninth, or the Ninth Circus Court, in part because many of its rulings have been overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. This includes an infamous 2002 ruling that the Pledge of Allegiance is unconstitutional because of its use of the phrase, under God. God is not part of the Constitution. God is the antithesis to our Constitution. Mike, did you know that? Aren't you outraged that God's against the Constitution? Republicans have been working to fill vacancies with conservatives, but suffered a setback last week when the White House withdrew the nomination of Ryan Bounds for the Ninth Circuit Court after realizing it did not have the necessary support in the Senate. He faced criticism over past college writings. Loomer, Northern California. Hello, Loomer.
Good afternoon, John. I think that dissenting judge is suffering from gun derangement syndrome. And the Second Amendment doesn't give me the right to keep and bear arms. God gave me that right.
Well, I don't know. Loomer, no, let's be fair about this. You just heard my statement about God being anti-constitutional.
I did.
I didn't hear God say anything about the ruling on the Second Amendment of our Constitution. And I don't know if God granted me that right or not. I know the general inference here is people need to be free. We were given the laws. Here's the 10 laws. You know, don't color outside the bounds of those laws. You know, don't color outside the lines. But I don't know if God specifically said, you need a gun.
It's inalienable. It's able, and all the Second Amendment did was enumerate that inalienable right.
That's an argument I've heard.
Yep. And by the way, the if that judge suffering from gun derangement syndrome knew anything, the Supreme Court already ruled that the cops do not have the responsibility of protecting the individual, only the community at large.
And property.
You can look that one up.
And property. That's number one. They're door knockers and lock checkers. They're there to protect property. And but you know
property
what?
Property in the community at large, and not the individual. That's what the Supreme Court ruled. So what am I supposed to do until the cops get there? Twiddle my thumbs and say, please don't hurt me, bad guy?
Well, I got one for you, Loomer. There's a friend of mine that's working on a new store for the network. I didn't want to announce that until we were getting pretty close to completion. But they ran up on him Sunday night. Somebody had made a call, and the cops showed up 9 o'clock Sunday evening because they received a report that he had killed his wife and he had a shovel and he was out there trying to bury his dead wife in the ground.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes. Now, in a major city, now we're talking some rural place up in Michigan where life is a little bit different and not so high test. Or should we say anxious environment?
If it wasn't such a serious situation, I'd be laughing right now.
I understand. I wasn't laughing either. I just said, what? And he said, That's what I said. And he asked the cops, he said, did you actually think this is a real report? And they kind of hem-hawed around, you know, shuffled their feet in the dirt. Well, no, not really. But, you know, the liabilities here, the legal liabilities and the lawsuits would fly if they picked and choose which call they went on. But thank God they didn't send a SWAT team out there, and my friend right now is still alive and kicking.
I guess that Supreme Court ruling was based on a woman who was being, I guess it was kind of like a home invasion or some kind of thing, and she had called 911 on several different occasions, and nobody ever rolled up on her. Nobody ever came. So she and she suffered some injuries, and so they it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and that was what the Supreme Court ruled, that they didn't have a right, she didn't have a right to their protection. They only had the right to protect the community at large.
And I don't even know what the hell that means.
Yeah. That means that the only responsibility they have is running around and revenue collecting, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, cops need paid too, Loomer. I'm just pulling your leg.
You have a great evening, John.
I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. What a boy. That bumper come from? Is that not Billy Joel singing Allentown? Oh, isn't it a coincidence? I have David in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Hello, David.
How you doing, John? First time caller.
Well, you know what? Nobody on this program ever got an introduction like you just got.
I knew you were leading into me when I heard the song thing. I know that song by heart, actually.
I bet you do.
You're going to like what I'm about to say.
Which is?
Well, I'm a recent victim of the federal bureaucracy court system on a Title 18 922 charge.
Which is?
And, they basically took a misdemeanor and turned it into a felony indictment and turned my life upside down for about 8 years. But the reason why I'm calling is, you know, if the state and all of the powers that be are supposed to protect us, which is horse hockey.
Yes.
Richard Mack, a sheriff out there in the Arizona region, was being bombarded by feds. We want you to do this, perform federal background checks on prospective buyers. And he basically told them to go pound sand. I don't work for you guys. And took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled that he doesn't work for the federal government and federal laws don't apply to him. So I have a question.
Yes, sir.
If federal laws don't apply to a sheriff to do these things because he doesn't work for the feds, then how can federal law apply to us if we don't work for the feds?
You know, that's a long awaited answer to that question that you probably never see in your lifetime, because this will go right to the heart of the issue of the federales and the authority that they have assumed against constitutional law and the intent of the Constitution. Okay. This has been incremental, David, over the years.
Oh, I know it's incremental.
Yeah.
But as they used to say, these guys are off the reservation.
They've certainly
been off the reservation.
They certainly, and I don't know how you feel. What federal agency was digging into your stuff for 8 years?
My minor son at the time was...
No. Which agency was investigating you?
ATF.
Oh, the... We used to call
Bureau
them.
Bureau of Alcohol.
We just shortened it. We called them bat faggots. Hang on a second. I've got to take this break, David. Hang on 1 second. What goes up must come down.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. David in Allentown. So the more interesting part of this story, first, you're a first-time caller in the network. Welcome aboard. And second of which, why were the bat faggots after you?
Well, my minor son at the time was molested by a principal and a guidance counselor without a parent or a lawyer there, and he started to speak on behalf of my affairs, legal affairs, which he didn't have power to speak on. And by them taking advantage of the fact that he was a minor and ignorant, the next thing I know, 6 days later, federal authorities are all over my home. I wasn't there, but they walked away with thousands of dollars in property. And when I formally requested to get my property back, and I had verified by the police department locally, is there anything barring me from owning a gun? They checked. No, there wasn't. So I owned a gun. And, they got all of what was in the house by coercing my spouse at the time. She brought him outside for them to inspect, and she didn't have any legal obligation, I guess would be the correct word, legal obligation to let them see anything. She was actually coerced out of it, went in the house, brought everything outside, and then ended up handing away all of our property out of fear. And I ended up spending the next 8 years fighting the bastards.
Now, it sounds to me you haven't used past tense. Are you still married to the same woman?
No, that relationship fell apart because of all of the stress that was associated with it.
I understand stress and how relationships fall apart. I'm very aware of that. You know, it's rather fascinating how these guys work. Now, I'm a little fuzzy here. You said your minor child was molested at school?
I use the word molestation. Molestation can have a few meanings if you look at it.
Well,
molested him verbally. They questioned him, interrogated him.
Okay, and how did this issue come up? Why were they interrogating your kid?
Well, he lived with his mother most of his life, and when he became a problem child, she said, "You wanted him, you can have him." Gave him to me. I enrolled him in the school that I put him in, and within 2 weeks, he was already in trouble. And they had called me. I had to take time off from work. I'm a truck driver, so I'm out on the road. And when they gave me the call, I had to make arrangements to shut down from my cycle of being on the road.
Right.
And he actually didn't do anything wrong. He actually did something right. He allowed a 16-year-old who didn't have a license sit in the driver's seat of his car. And there was a police officer that's always on the campus at this high school. It's a morning routine. They're always there.
Right.
And the cop recognized the 16-year-old, knew that he didn't have a license, and he had starts to approach the car. And the kid starts up my son's car and starts to drive away. My son turns off the ignition, steering wheel locks, car pops up over a curb. Nobody hurt, but they call me to come down to address the situation. And I was already in agitated frame of mind because of him being the problem child that he was skipping school with his mother, living with his mother, taking cars where he wasn't licensed to drive at the time. And it was just a myriad of things.
Yeah.
And that was the straw that broke the camel's back, me having to go to school to straighten out an issue. And when they saw me, they could see that I was very upset, if you will. And because of how upset I was, they started to interrogate him after I'd left the school.
Okay, so how does it roll around? Now, you were out of the house. Wait a minute.
You were
out of the wife's house at the time.
Well, we were separated since the 90s, and this took place in 2006.
Sounds like my parents. My mother was Catholic. She was separated from my father until death do them part. Now, okay, so why did the bat faggot show up at your house to confiscate your stuff from her residency?
After I had left, the questions that they had posed towards my son, "Does your father own any weapons?" And he popped off, "My father's got guns he's not supposed to have." And that's what sparked their
out of the mouths of
soiree.
Out of the mouths
babe,
of
out
babes.
Of mouths of babes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
that's, you know, that's, you know why it's illegal.
Which is
illegal. They're not allowed to question minor children about the affairs of their parents for that very reason.
Oh my God! Don't let that word spread, because they're relying heavily. High school counselors and principals and cops, they're relying heavily on a minor being questioned.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
My nephew, who's now dead from a heroin overdose, he was in a classroom in his, I think it was middle school, and the teacher in that class at the time asked the whole class, "How many of you students know that your parents do drugs?" And my nephew raised his hand. Why would you do that? I mean, look, I don't approve of people doing drugs, or whether you do it or not, that's not my issue. It's the fact that the school took advantage of a captive audience and invaded the privacy of their parents in an illegal fashion.
Well, that's what you get when you cross an insane asylum with control freaks. It's now called a public fool system. David, thank you. We're up against the break. Hang on a second. Hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
New rule. New callers only get 10 minutes. Just joking. David, you had one other point.
One other point, and I want to make it really quick and I'll let you go.
Okay.
The Richard Mack case, the Supreme Court, as it had ruled, if anybody goes and looks up that case and reads what the opinion of the court was, Richard Mack was not the subject of federal laws, and he was correct in his stance to push the feds out of his county. Their laws did not apply there. He was the highest law enforcement officer in that county. And the Supreme Court ruled as such. In the Third Circuit that presided over the criminal case that was lodged against me, that judge in that case later presided over a case that was represented by the Second Amendment Foundation in Binderup versus the U.S. The judge basically said that Title 18, 922, G1, which they charged me with, was unconstitutional in a later case. So, putting these two cases together, the judge says it was unconstitutional. Supreme Court says the federal law doesn't apply to him. People should look at these cases because they're using Title 18, 922 G1. They're sweeping across the United States, and they're charging a lot of people. If you have a misdemeanor on your record, you're a felon according to federal law, and you only have a couple of avenues to defend yourself, and I just gave those two avenues.
Right. All right. Well, David, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Have a good night, okay. And God bless everybody.
All right. As they say in the trucking circles, keep the rubber side down.
Always.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce.
Yes, hello, John.
Hi.
Hi, it's been a while since I've called in. The last time I called in, it didn't end well, and that's the reason I'm calling. I want to offer an apology, and you don't have to accept it if the episode comes to mind there.
You don't have to apologize because you never make any mistakes, and I never apologize because I'm perfect and I never make any mistakes. Okay.
We try our best, you know.
Hey, I fall back on the thing that we're all human, and if I find a perfect if I find a perfect human being, I'm marrying it.
There you go. Well, you're talking about Lavoie Finicum and the shooting. You had on some people that were discussing that issue, and I called in. And basically, I raked them over the coals because nobody returned fire at the police. Now, do you remember that call?
You know, barely. Barely. Yeah. But there is a point here. So please, if you would, Bruce, make it.
Yeah, okay, I'll make it. I'll speed it up here.
Okay.
I've carried the firearms for the government 10 years, and then for private companies and corporations after that. And so maybe I'm a little more quicker to defend myself than other people, but the biggest problem I see it coming at us in the future, and that light at the end of the tunnel may be a freight train. Nothing lasts forever, and this country doesn't seem to be on solid footing, and I don't. It seems to be starting to deteriorate, and so if the government turns against its people, or we have a racial or ethnic strife or something of that nature, I would hope that the people that I speak to that are my neighbors would group together and defend ourselves. I've seen that happen after Hurricane Andrew struck South Miami. The neighbors put up barricades, stopped the looters. The police had vacated the area. But I don't want to bag on the Mormons, because basically there's a lot of religious communities that have the same mindset that's been planted into them to respect authority, and you know, it's kind of like a naive.
You mean the misreading of render under Caesar's, which is Caesar's, yeah.
Well, if you're going to carry a gun, you better be ready to use it. And if you're going to trust, you can talk about the Constitution all day, but if you have an adversary that doesn't respect the Constitution, that doesn't respect the rule book, don't be surprised. I mean, it's like children walking into a child molester's house. You see what I'm getting at? And I believe I would like for maybe if you could to enlighten these people that they may have to defend themselves, and I know you led the militia movement in the past. I watched the Oklahoma City bombing occur, and so you know what we're up against and what could potentially happen. And I just hope that some minds are kind of hardened. You see what I'm getting at?
Well, I'm hoping that the people, the former or current associates of the aforementioned, given a name, badge-carrying group that claim authority and we can violate the Constitution and God's law 16 different ways from Sunday. What I'm starting to see, what I believe is starting to happen, is you're seeing a falling away, if you will. There are people that are looking at this and finally recognize a pattern. They finally are recognizing the assault against the individual and their freedoms, and they are not comfortable with it. So having said that, I've made this statement before, Bruce, and that's this is going to come down to a fight. It's going to come down to a fist fight. Now, it's going to depend on people in the military, and it's going to be dependent on people that wear badges out there to join the winning side, the constitutional and the pro-government people. Not the anti-government people, the pro-government people that want the rule of honest law and constitutional law. It amazes me that they call us anti-government. I don't know what government they perceive or the government they want or what they perceive they're living under, but it's a far cry from what you and I would consider to be an honest and a constitutional government representing the republic. I thank you for your call, Bruce. I've got a bunch of you-can't-believe-it stories here. Let me see which one. Paul Craig Roberts, no, not you. Too long. I enjoy shorter articles, 1,400 words or less, that gets to the point. This is one story I had posted up on the website today, and one that really caught my attention. Because ironically, the night before, I actually watched a documentary on Ford, and them rolling out their, what was it, third or fourth generation Mustang back in 2015. And it told you the whole Mustang story, 1964, Lee Iacocca. Got an idea. Well, without going into too much detail, they needed something cost-effective, something fun to drive, and they recognized something. Market specialists out there were eyeballing the market, and they seemed to realize that, well, since the men came home from World War II and came back from Korea, there was this little baby boom going on. Well, these baby boomers were of driving age, and they wanted something other than what Detroit was cranking out that was very ugly, very bulbous-looking, utilitarian, of course, but not very exciting. So Ford, conscious of cost, took the Falcon frame and bent some new sheet metal, gave it a new look, a couple new engines, and voila, you had the Mustang. Edsel Ford was really concerned about the rollout of this new vehicle because, well, he had a car that was named after him, the Edsel. That it was the wrong car at the wrong time. And it burnt them badly. Now, it cost about $1 billion. And I heard that, I thought, wow. $1 billion to roll the new generation 2015 Mustang out. And they had a problem. They had a problem with two suppliers. One that was going out of business. And it used to be the car manufacturers pretty much made all the parts that they assembled their cars with. Ford, they still manufacture their own engine and drivetrains, but everything else is farmed out and privately contracted out to their suppliers. Well, this 2015, the countdown is there. It's a release date. They've got problems. And one of the problems was within a drivetrain that it was just, there was something wrong with it. It was noisy. They were going to get complaints on it. Here's Ford's brand new Mustang, and we don't want to do recalls. And they had a problem with another supplier that had gone out of business. Now, enough of that. That's just a little color, a little background. Today I learned that Ford profits down nearly half due to a supplier fire. What? You know, we do have this Japanese adopted just-in-time thing. And the idea is that because of fluctuating markets, car sales, this, that, and the other, we don't want to get stuck with inventory. And we sure as hell don't want to have enough inventory to build cars for a market that doesn't want to buy them. We'll have to have fire sales and people would get good deals, us trying to get rid of this stuff. So today I see that the Ford Motor Company blamed a May supplier fire that disrupted F-150 production for days, as well as poor performance in China for a second quarter for profits that were down nearly $1 billion compared to a year ago. So, excuse me, I mean, what people are blaming this on one supplier in China? Ford made $1.1 billion in the second quarter of 2018, nearly a 50% decrease compared to last year. You see where I'm going with this? Yeah. Yeah, it's the economy, stupid. The Dearborn automaker also lowered its full-year earnings guidance, blaming a challenging quarter in its Asia-Pacific and European markets. The automaker now forecasts an adjusted earning per share of $1.30 to $1.50. That's down from $1.45 to $1.70 per share forecast, blah, blah, blah. Now, What is interesting to me about this is how manufacturing is done by the auto companies, the outside suppliers that they use. If you had a smooth running production, producing the parts to produce your finished vehicles, then there wouldn't be a problem. Then you wouldn't have to worry about just in time and worrying about a supplier shipping stuff. Okay? There have been times in the past that Ford had problems with production because literally blizzards stopped the movement of part shipments. Now that's understandable. But it used to be that most of the manufacturing of automobiles, they were highly specialized. They made everything. Oh, they'd go to outside sources for the more intricate stuff. And of course, they would carry a big enough supply if there was a run of parts that were a little bit faulty or funky. We got enough inventory. Just get rid of the bad stuff. Let's get the good stuff and let's get on with production. What I'm reading in this story is not always right with Ford's sales projection. Due to what? Due to a sucky economy. Not because there was a fire in a Chinese plant someplace. I understand the car manufacturing game, inside and out. So when I saw this story, I'm going, okay, let's put a happy face on the piss-poor economy. Let's see if our PR boys can convince the public of this one. This story, by the way, is out of the Detroit News. Ford has been pretty smart. And I will say that the old man, Henry, that started the company, he had a couple of things in mind when he built his Model Ts. He wanted something simple, and he wanted it durable. Oh, and there was one other thing. Simple, durable, and low cost, so more people could afford it. And that was the mantra for Ford for many, many years. Well, they've gone through some political gyrations. They've gone through some things. But if you notice what Ford did back in 2008, they saw the economic tsunami coming. As a group ownership, I think they went publicly. They went traded back in 74, 76, something like that, 1974, 1976. But this has been a top-down run organization. In other words, the family was always in control. And Henry made sure that his sons and his grandson knew the money game and what to watch out for in the markets, because the markets, the employment, all of that stuff is going to affect your bottom line, your sale of the vehicle, the reason why you're here. Ford did an extraordinary thing back in 08. Before 08, they saw this money, funny money situation coming up. You know what Ford did? You know why Ford didn't need to borrow any money from the government? Because they saw it coming, and they drastically reduced their inventory, their finished product, their finished cars and trucks. They saw it coming. They said, we're getting rid of this stuff. This is going to be inventory that we're going to die with if we don't get rid of it. And they did. Now, Chrysler and GM did not. They did not. I don't know who the finer thinkers are there, but they ought to talk to some of the people over at Ford. They saw it coming. But when I saw this story come out, to me, on top of Ford saying that, hey, you know what, we're going to get out of the car business, we're going to quit building cars, which I could envision Henry Ford spinning in his grave at about 1,100 RPM. They're going to keep the Ford Mustang. It's been around for 53 years now, uninterrupted. That's right. And I'm even speaking of the Ford 2 that they came out, that people said, what in the hell did they, Ford Motor, what is this? But they've been in constant production for 53 years. Camaro can't say that. General Motors can't say it. Remember, they quit making Camaros for a couple of years, didn't they? Decided to bring them back. But when I saw this story, to me, it was only a confirmation of how sucky the economy really is. Oh, and by the way, on that issue, are you starting to notice, interest-free financing for 60 or 72 months. They've got cars that they can't move, folks. And when things like that happen, you're always getting these deep discounts. Or let me just say this. Your ability to buy a car on time without the bothersome issue of interest. It is in their own interest that they want to dump the inventory that they've got, and they've got to get rid of it. I see it coming. They saw it back in 08. That's why when people beat up on Henry Ford, he's just an anti-Semite. Nah. He was the guy that blew the whistle, did the four-volume set of The Internationalist Jew and Their Control of Money. Henry knew it. So did Henry's friends. And I think the family does as well. Just a little inside poop. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me.
By the way, there's one more thing about this Ford thing. Remember a couple of weeks ago me mentioning, and it was strongly rumored that really wasn't out there as fact, but it is now. The company plans to trim $25.5 billion in operating costs by 2022 and cut its North American passenger car lineup by more than 80%. Eliminating the Taurus, the Fiesta, the Fusion, the C-Max, and the Focus sedans within a few years, and replacing at least the Focus and the Fusion sedans with crossover wagons. Now, what they're basically saying is we're getting out of the car business. SUVs, hot seller, everybody's got one. And if you'll notice this, folks, whether it be SUVs or just new sedans, doesn't matter who manufactures them, when they're involved in accidents, more times than not, they end up on their sides or on their tops. The reason being, there's no weight to them. And the SUVs, being lighter and having greater ground clearance, means higher center of gravity. So what used to be a dented fender before, or maybe a ripped-off bumper, is now you're a rollover. Which I find to be untenable, but, you know, they've made adjustments. They have made airbags. I think there's 2,900 airbags now in the passenger car. Just teasing. But you're like you're in a state park marshmallow at a time of an accident. All these things blow up around you. Now, is it safer? Less injuries? Less death? Yeah. But they're compensating for the fact that when their vehicles get hit, you better be belted up. Because the marshmallow stuff is coming. You got to be in the right position for this stuff to work right. But I'm seeing a lot more vehicles ending up on their tops and on their sides. Just from accidents before, as I said, would result in a dented fender or a bent bumper. So Ford sees something coming. A little hint to you other automakers, watch Ford closely. They have seemed to skate some very dire financial times in this country before, and I think they're getting ready to do it again. And this one looks to be a long-term plan to me. All right, let me see what else here I can squeeze in here before the allotted 2 hours is up. Say again? Oh, yeah, turn him down. He's on the next hour. I don't want to hear him right now. Oh, and here's the other part to things aren't as rosy in the economy as one might think. That's kind of an understatement. Southern California home sales crash. Little warning sign to the country. Sales of both new and existing homes and condiments. Yeah. Mike, is it over yet? My tongue is gone. Existing houses and condominiums dropped 11.8% year over year as prices shot up to a record high, according to CoreLogic. The median price paid for all Southern California homes sold in June was a record $536,000. $250, according to CoreLogic, a 7.3% increase compared to June of last year. Folks, the manipulated housing market is bubbling up, and it's popping in Southern Cal. And what happens in California generally spreads to the rest of the country. So I'm going to stand in the Ford lane and change my view of things. I'm going to take on the Ford view of economics. At any rate, thanks for being here today. Appreciate it. Remember, folks, support the network. Do it financially. Do it today. We need your support.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.